Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 38.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, WADW.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net Pre-Net. Do I have any pre-net check-ins for the net? Call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ. Dave Bay City, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw. No traffic, check me in and out, and I will check back in later if I get a chance. KC8VOA.
Okay, I got Dave and Rick. Any other pre-net check-ins for the net? Call now.
KD8DAZ, Minnie, Bert, no traffic.
Okay, I got you in there, Minnie. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll be starting in about a minute or so, so... Stand by, this is KC8YVF.
N8NTN, Doug, in and out.
We got you in there, Doug, KC8YVF.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with federal hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA in and out, KD8PAZ, and N8NTN, also in and out. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. Okay, do I have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, I'll take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net? Call now.
This is...
K
KF8, EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Mike. Any other stations for the net tonight? Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the net. Maybe we'll pick up a few as we go along here. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend so far. Been kind of up and down in the temperature range for the week, and yesterday wasn't too bad. Started off with some rain, got sunny in the afternoon. Today was kind of misty rain today and cloudy most of the day. Haven't left the house at all today. Was out and doing things yesterday, but pretty much stayed at home this weekend as I have for the last few. All right, top of the list, we're going to go to Bay City. KE8PCQ, Dave, and stand by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, KC8YVF from the group. Well, we're just coming down to a slowing down, sitting watching a basketball game from the NCAAs after just one hectic week. And we actually did get the dogs out for two walks a couple days ago, and a walk yesterday and a walk today, so that slowed them down. So all is quiet right now. Managed to get some more tile in the bathroom done today, and great dinner, and that's about it. We're just kind of slowing down. This next week looks kind of busy, but not as bad as the following week with Easter. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave. Well, yeah, kind of settling down, taking it easy here. That's kind of what I plan to do for the rest of the evening after the net. Was busy doing some things yesterday. Yesterday morning I was at the blood bank to get blood, and then we had to run out to my in-law's old house that my wife's daughter, or wife's sister owns, and get some more stuff out of there. They're getting ready to sell the house. So we brought some things back and took it over to my daughter's house, dropped that off, headed home quick, got clothes changed and cleaned up, and then we had a dinner up in Freeland with one of my old motorcycle groups. So kind of a busy day yesterday. Today we were just around the house. We're going to be working on our office. We've started to do some things, clean things up in there, and we got to take everything out. We're going to redo the floor in there. But my wife had bought a new cabinet to be able to put the printers on, and this is what she wanted. It was, to me, it's way too tall, but we'll get the printers on it. It'll be a nice cabinet. It'll actually replace about three pieces of furniture that are already in this office, so we'll get rid of two file cabinets that are currently in there and printer stands, so it'll combine everything kind of into one because this has got two nice lateral file cabinets in it. It's got a lot of storage area and places to be able to put the two printers that I have in the office, so it'll clean things up once we get to that point. So that's what we did. We put the cabinet together today and got that done. And of course, it's one of those in a kit. It takes a while, and you end up with a screw left over that kind of, where did this one go? So hopefully they were just extras. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ, and then we'll be on to KF8EDQ. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Dave and Mike there. It's good to hear them in here. It was good to hear Rick and Doug, too. So, anyway, not doing too much. Did put another puzzle on Facebook. That was number 19. And I'm right now working on puzzle number 20, and I got that one about half done. So after that, I'll either have to go buy some more or quit putting them together for a while. So I do have breakfast Wednesday morning with my family, and then luncheon with the girls I graduated with Wednesday afternoon, and then Friday breakfast with some other friends of mine. So other than that, nothing else going on. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, you're out to breakfast an awful lot during the weeks. and I've seen all the puzzles and that. Yeah, you've been putting them together on a regular basis. We got to get you another hobby, doing something else to get you a break off the puzzles, I guess, but I know you like to do them. All right, next up on the list, KF8EDQ, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, roger that, Ron. Everybody in the group, this is KF8EDQ. Saying good evening. I had a good weekend. I went to the shelter and got to help a lot of dogs, and I'm going through additional training to help extra sensitive dogs, and at the very moment, I am trying to tune my Wolf River Coils antenna and trying to get it straightened out. No such luck right now, but I'll keep plugging away at it. This is KF8EDQ, back to net.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I know you get the antenna going there at some point and get that figured out. I'd like to see it once you get it done. For me, at least, like I said, today I've been working on 3D printing projects. One of my crowdfunding projects that I have off the Maker site finally ended, so that they released all the files for it, and I finally got in I won't say the last component, but the main component in order to make the build. So yesterday and today I've been running both printers to print the 3D printed parts, at least for this project. This is a air quality monitor. And the main display screen I had ordered back the first part of February. And the first one made it as far as Arlington, Illinois, and it sat there for 10 days and didn't move. So I got a hold of the shipping company. They did some checks over the couple of days, and they come back and said, we can't find it. We're going to consider it lost. So I had to go back to the company in China and get a hold of them, and then they had to do their check with the shipping company and blah, 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 blah. They finally shipped me another one, and it came back to Arlington, Illinois again, and it sat there for 4 days. And I'm thinking, oh, great. Hopefully we don't go through this again. So yesterday I checked the shipping, and it says it was out for delivery. I said, okay, wonderful. Well, 9 o'clock at night, it still wasn't here. So I checked this morning, still says it was out for delivery yesterday, but it did finally show up this afternoon. So the main display board, the main component of this, finally showed up. I'm waiting for one other part that's for back ordered, which is a CO detector, but that's an optional part. It's not required to have it in order to put this project together. So I will start working on this. There wasn't a lot of 3D projects. There was only basically five build plates, is what they called, five different plates of plastic that had to be printed, and the last one's on the printer right now, the outer case of this device, and then I'll start to put the electronics together. So when that other part, they said I ordered it, and say it would take 4 to 6 weeks before they would manufacture it. And then they would ship it out after that. So I'm still waiting for that to be made and shipped. But it'll get here at some time, and the cables will be there. All I have to do is plug it in and turn that feature on in the software. So that'll be part of this project this week, is to start to put that project together and get that one done. And then I'll have to circle back to my train. Christmas train project that I still haven't figured out yet. So that's kind of what I got going.
VHF. Timeout.
And I timed out the repeater right at the end. So this is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
KCBOA, back in.
Steve in Saginaw.
Hey, KCI, Jeff in Oakley.
Okay, guys, that came in a little flurry. Let's go to Rick. He was the in and out, would come back in, and then I think that was WADW. I got just Dave in Saginaw, and then Jeff, I got you in Oakley. So go right ahead, Rick.
Good evening. I got done helping the wife out so I could get back down here. Not a whole lot new going on. My plants, my seedlings are starting to pop up through and do doing well. I've got some bell peppers popping through. Some peppercinis are starting to pop through. And I got some petunias popping up for the granddaughters. So things are going well there on that front. I need to get this bench cleaned off so I can do some radio work and so forth and get a few things done. And that's one of my hopes to get done, get on this week. I got a dental appointment on Tuesday and tomorrow. I'm tied up most all day. So hopefully after that I can get on it. And then, of course, Wednesday's bicycle ministry. And with that, I'll turn it back over to that control, KCAVLA to KCYVF.
Okay, Rick, glad you got back in here then. And the seeds and that are coming up. Yeah, we haven't started anything in that. There have been too many other things to even think about that yet, but we'll get there at some point and figure out what we're going to do with the garden. I don't think I'm going to plant a whole lot this year. Most of the things that, again, that we planted didn't come up, so we'll be down to about five items, I think, that I know will grow and grow well, so we're not going to have too many things in there this year, but we'll get some planted. All right, W8DW, or you were in there next, followed by K8KCI. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rock. KCAYVF, W8DW. Yeah, I've been messing around with a computer all day. I had a computer that was not working very great again. So what I did is I reformatted the drive, and I put Windows 11 back on and spent about an hour and a half trying to get it to get through the goofy stuff where you don't have to get, did I go dead here? So anyway, back to
Dave, if you're on an HT, your battery's going dead. You would come in for a few syllables and drop out and come in again, so either get your station for your mobile or grab a different battery for your HT. Next up on the list, KCI. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Ron. We appreciate it. And good afternoon, good evening, I should say, to everybody. Hope everybody had a good weekend. It was pretty eventful here, too. It was pretty nice yesterday afternoon and nice before that, too, so it's finally starting to dry out a little bit out here and being able to kind of get around the fields a little bit, but other than that, just straighten up the radio shack here a little bit. Bought myself a little gator box, so I'm working on getting my POTA stuff all packed up into that, so other than that, just trying out some new hearing aids, so that's going to be an adventure, so we'll see how they work, but other than that, that's about it for me. We'll send her back to Net. So, okay, KCI, back to Net Control.
All right, Jeff, yeah, I've got to imagine the fields are pretty wet yet and mucky out there, so yeah, I have to wait for them to dry out to be able to get anything out there. Even to walk out there, I imagine, is not real good either. My father-in-law farmed up in Turner Twining area. He had about 150 acres, and his dad had another 150, 200 acres, and he farmed for 30-some years up there, and yeah, they're trying to get out in the field sometimes. There was a few times got the tractor stuck out there and had to get it pulled out, so don't want to do that. That gets a little expensive unless you got friends that can get you out of there. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list. KE8TCQ, stand by KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8PTV. I forgot it, Ron. It's the way it goes. Well, the other thing I did this week when I had some time is decide to redo my Meshtastic because I hadn't done anything in a year. That's not a good idea. It should be kept up current. I learned that the hard way this week, and it took a while to get everything up and running.
This week we've got WPXDX ARRL single sideband on the weekend, and I did that last year, and it's kind of a fun time. So we're going to look forward to doing that again if I got some time. That said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. And KC8PCQ will be clear.
Okay, Dave, I'm glad you said that. I got my ARRL calendar sitting right next to me here in the shack, and didn't look at it. I had to grab the calendar and said, I'm missing one, and I see it here, yeah. CQ Worldwide, WPX contest. So, again, maybe I'll get a chance. Now, today, before I came down to the net here, I did turn on the HF radio, as I normally do, and I went through all of the bands, and I looked at the spectrum scope, and basically, I didn't hear a thing. There wasn't really anything on the scope. I spun through the bands, and very faint calls, a few of them. Now I looked at my ham clock, and there were lines going every which way out of the U.S. and Europe and South America and all over, but I heard nothing here at my station tonight. So hopefully we get a little bit more on the weekend. I'd like to make a few contacts as well. So, all right, next up on the list, we have Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff to do outside. I've got a lot of branches and some trees that's down. I got to get them out of my lawn before May, so when the guy comes to mow my lawn, so got to get a hold of my grandkids and get them down here to help me, because I can't do it all by myself. So anyway, other than that, not doing much of anything. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF. Talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, Manny, just another question for you. Did you have the trees that you're talking about, did some of these trees come down from the winds that we've had over the last couple of weeks?
Some of them, yeah. They're away from the house anyway. They didn't do any damage or anything. You're just laying in the lawn, and I got to get them picked up. And some of the brush and stuff that I got to get picked up. And other than that, everything else is okay. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. I know over at my daughter's house, they got a tree line to the west of the house, and there was about five or six trees that basically got pushed over into other trees. They didn't come down, but they're basically on the tree line between neighbor's house to the west and their house. And then they did have a couple of trees that came down in the woods that are behind them. So nothing on the property, luckily. But yeah, there was five or six trees that basically got pushed over and are going to need to be cut, or at some point they're going to end up in over on their side of the property. But yeah, okay, good there. And I know Friday, for us here in Saginaw Township, a majority of Saginaw Township was without power for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Consumers listed it as storm damage, but not really sure what it was. If there wasn't a storm at the time, and you know the storms were a few days before, so residual effect, I guess, someplace. And considering the amount of people that were out in the areas, I think it was probably something into a substation or something like that. But yeah, we were out of power for consumers reported 1 hour and 38 minutes on the posting that they sent to me on a text. So yeah. Right, you know, normal day out and lose power. Storms and power stayed up. Whatever. All right, KF8EDQ, and then we'll do another station break.
Yeah, Ron in the group, you were talking about that one item that you had ordered and it stuck in Illinois a couple of times. Now that would be very frustrating. I can't imagine that. So funny, so close you can touch it, or you can taste it, but you can't touch it. Something along those lines anyway. So I'm winding up all the radios. I'm giving up for today because I'm the antenna business, just because it's getting a little bit chilly out there. So I'm going to be heading in. But I did Yeah, we had a good week and a good weekend, and I went out to Midland and went out to Molasses again to get some smokehouse barbecue and with one of my buddies, and we had a delicious meal out there, and picked up a couple of cookies at the Aviator cookie place. So yeah, that's really all that's been going on here. So yeah, 7-3, and we'll talk to everyone tomorrow. This is KFA EDQ, back to Nat.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in tonight. And yeah, getting all the radio equipment, getting the antennas and that up, but it takes some time sometimes. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do you have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, and one thing Dave was talking about, the Mishtastic, yeah, I've got all of my handhelds kind of up to date, but I've got two of my outdoor devices I've got to update. One can be done over Bluetooth, but I don't want to do it. I want to kind of be outside, so I'm closer range on Bluetooth to get that one updated. I tried one other, my little pocket unit that does it off on Bluetooth over the air, and that one worked fine, but the outdoor solar one, I've got to wait and see how that works, so if something goes haywire, I can take it down and get to it. So right now, I don't want to be up on the roof, so we'll wait on that one. And my other permanent fixture one, again, I do have to be up on the roof to do that. That has to be plugged directly into the computer with a cable, so I basically have to be up on the roof sitting there to update the firmware, so that's not going to happen yet either, so got to wait for those. The indoor pocket ones I can do on a regular basis, but the outdoor ones got to wait. Next up on the list, KC8VOA, standing by W8DW. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. It sounds like you're going to need to change that one that's up on the roof to a different one, so you don't have to do all that high maintenance to get to it and get it updated. Easier said than done, that's for sure. And I have all my Mishtastic that need to be all updated, too. I know I'm behind a little bit when I last looked, and need to get all up to stuff. So that's something I'm going to have to get focused on and try to accomplish here, too. Some are more challenging than others. The Helltech ones seem to be very easy, and some of the NRF52s are a little more difficult, but we'll get them done one way or another. And everyone have a wonderful week. Hopefully we'll be hearing you on tomorrow night's Net. Back to Net Control, 73 from KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, thanks for checking in. You were able to get back in here, and like I said, I kind of forget about them. The other things I forget about are my GPSs. I have GPSs for both of the motorcycles. I have GPS dash cam units that I actually put in my wife's car and in the new car, even though the new car has, you can run the Android Auto type of thing on it. I still prefer my Garmin GPS, and this is a big 6-inch with dash cam and other features on it. So getting those updated, they end up updating about 4 or 5 times a year, and I'm lucky if I get them updated twice a year. So that's what I've been spending during the week. I'll plug one in, let it run up, update the mapping, and then I'll do another one the next night. So trying to keep up with those is kind of a chore, too. All right, W8DW, you're up next, followed by K8KCI. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KCYVF, W8DW. Yeah, I grabbed the Motorola radio, and that, the battery doesn't last a whole long time on it. And I haven't been on the charger in a while, so now I'm on the base station. I'm not sure if you noticed it, the Covenant North is not operating. It's just the everything at Covenant North is down right now. The receipt for the 2-4, the Fusion, and also the D-Star, all three of those are down. So not sure when it went. It could have been when the power went out last week or the other day. So it's been a while. I spent this today. I got one computer that needed. It really was not working great. It's been really goofing up. It had Windows 11 on it. So what I did is I reformatted the drive and loaded Windows 11 back on. The problem is trying to get by the being able to have it local and not have it so you have to log into Microsoft. And Microsoft has, the old method that I used to use, Microsoft has found that and fixed that, and you can't do that anymore. So I spent about an hour and a half getting around it, but I finally did get around it. And the only bad thing is that computer, I need to download the drivers from the company that the computer's made by, and very, very slow downloads. Right now it's saying I got an 8 gig file that I'm downloading, and it says it's going to take another 5 hours. So I guess maybe, hopefully when I get up tomorrow morning, that'll be done, and I can do the put the drivers in and everything will work. It's working right now, but a lot of the other things, the sound isn't working right, the video's not quite right, so we'll get the drivers and get that fixed. That's about all I got. I'm going to turn it back to you. 7-3s. Everyone have a good one. Catch you tomorrow on the SavaraNet. KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, thanks for checking in, and I imagine, yeah, I see now that the Covenant is down, and that's got to be from the power up there. I just, while you were talking, Jeff had sent me a text, and Mike, back end of February here, so that there's some issues. One is the PDU, the power strip, at Covenant North never got replaced, so we probably got a power issue there from when the power went out, and nothing came back up. So we're going to have to get up to Covenant North and probably power cycle everything and get everything back on here. But, yeah, there was supposed to be the PDU. I had Covenant North never got replaced. He also said the PDU is the, Jeff said, power strip that the equipment's plugged into that they can remotely power cycle. So that never got replaced at Covenant North. And also the one at Rosine. The battery backup needs the battery for replace. So we need to replace the battery, figure out which one that is and get that replaced, and then figure what we've got to do at Covenant North. So I don't know. If you get a chance, so you can get up there and just power cycle everything, turn everything back off, back on, see if it comes back up. That would be the first thing, I guess. If you want to go up one night, let me know. I usually am home by 5:30 or so, be available about 6, but let me know on that one. All right, last up on the list, KCI. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Hey, that's thanks, Ron. We appreciate it. No, I don't really have a lot. I tried this morning on the radio, too, and there's not much action going on. I know the Virginia QSO is on also, so we hit a couple of them, but about 40 meters, that's about what I was talking on. So we just left it and said, yeah, we'll hit her again. But no, other than that, trying to get ready for spring and enjoy. So that's about all we can do. So back to everybody. Everybody have good. Keep them puzzles going. The wife's going through them fast over here, so we understand all about that. She's having fun, and that's what it's all about. KCI will be clear and say 73 to everybody in the group.
All right, Jeff, thanks for checking in tonight. Hopefully we'll talk to you on the net tomorrow night as well. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, do I have any rechecks or other announcements for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those that participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use at 7:33. 73, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. KC8YVF, clear.
Hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, touching the repeater.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.